The emergency room at Franciscan Health in Hammond will stop taking ambulances at 6 a.m. the day before Christmas Eve. That's according to a hospital spokesperson. Then on December 31st, all emergency room services will come to an end. Hammond Fire Chief Jeff Smith says his department's ambulances will have to take patients to community or Franciscan hospitals in neighboring Munster or to St. Catherine Hospital in East Chicago.
It got thrown in our lap, so we have to adapt. We're just going to have to, you know, the three other hospitals that we do, we're going to overwhelm St. Catherine's, we're going to overwhelm community.
In 2021, Franciscan Health announced plans to scale down operations at the former St. Margaret Hospital, but keep its emergency department open along with a 10-bed inpatient unit. Plans changed this past November when Franciscan announced those services would also close due to a decline in patients and a shortage of healthcare workers. That'll leave mostly clinics and doctor's offices at the site. The hospital's interim president and CEO said in a statement that most of the emergency room patients would, quote, be better served in a lower-cost setting. Dr. Daniel Elliott is the president of the Indiana chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians. He says there seems to be a trend of hospital systems trying to anticipate where to maintain or expand services based on anticipated population growth.
In the United States, medicine, unfortunately, has got more corporatized. It's more business oriented, and that's just currently the state of affairs within our country.
Research shows that when ERs close, people treated for life-threatening conditions like heart attacks have worse outcomes. The closures can also contribute to health disparities. Dr. Selwyn Rogers is a professor of surgery at University of Chicago Medicine and the founding director of the university's trauma center.
Asthma attack will kill you, heart attack will kill you, a brain bleed will kill you. And if you don't have access to emergency medical services for those acute life-threatening conditions in a timely way, there will be impact on people's health.
In Hammond, Fire Chief Smith worries residents could die as a result of the longer ambulance trips.
So we can get to St. Margaret's in the central Hammond area within, 45 seconds to a minute. Now we have to go to St. Catherine's, which we could get caught by a train going into East Chicago. You know, in North Hammond, if we're just on the other side of the railroad tracks, we could get caught by a train going to St. Margaret's. But if we get caught by a train now, we have to go even farther to get all the way to Munster.
But even if patients survive, they could still suffer major health impacts. And Dr. Rogers says that affects the entire community.
Who's going to take care of them? Who pays the cost of that? We all do.
And the problem won't be unique to Hammond. Dr. Elliott points out that many places in Indiana have far longer hospital travel times.
Rural communities have honestly been dealing with this for years, prolonged transport times, lack of access to medical services, delayed transport. And that's something that it sounds like, unfortunately, is going to be starting to affect some of the more urban Hammond area.
The emergency room closure will have ripple effects beyond Hammond city limits. Smith notes that nearby Illinois communities like Calumet City and Lansing will also have to find somewhere else to send patients.
It's just not us, but unfortunately, it's our hospital. Like I said, it's been here for over 100 years, and it's kind of disheartening, they sent an email out Monday. Hey, as of the 23rd, we're not taking any more ambulance patients. It's like, okay, great. I'm glad you guys are thinking in the neighborhood.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Michael Gallenberger.